Trevor Henry has had a handful of drives this Saturday at Mohawk Racetrack as part of the Pepsi North American Cup card. In fact, Trevor has a drive in each of the five major stakes races, and he joins us on Trot Radio to discuss them. Trevor, welcome to Trot Radio.
Thank you.
Well, not only do you have 14 of the 15 races carded, you got 14 drives out of 15 races. You're the only WEG regular as of Wednesday with a drive in each of the five major races. Now, for someone who just started driving on the WEG circuit relatively recently, what does that say about the confidence trainers and owners have putting you down with not just Canada's best, but the best North America has to offer?
Well, I think I've earned my spot there, and I appreciate all the support I've been getting.
Has it sunk in that you'll be driving for a seven-figure purse when you make your North American Cup debut on Saturday?
Yeah, it doesn't matter what you're going for. It's what you get, right?
Yeah. Let's talk about Beast Mode. You sat behind him for the first time in this past Saturday's limbs. What did you think of him?
I thought he raced really well. You know, like, it's not a very big horse, but I thought he raced really good, you know, for where I got away and where he finished. You know, he wasn't beat that much, and he's a nice little horse. Like, he tries as hard as he can. Like, he's a real trier.
Well, you gotta love that. He qualified from what was arguably the tougher limb, and he was time faster than the other limb winner. Does that give you any added confidence?
Oh, a little bit, but not, you know, he's got to really race better than what he did last start, but he, like I say, he's a horse that tries, and that means a lot. When a horse that tries, that's a big part of it. Hopefully he gets the right trip and everything works out.
Do you know if the Connections have any changes planned for the horse, say, equipment-wise, for the final?
Well, I had told the guy that trains there that, you might need a little more grab. Mohawk seems to be right now a little deeper, and he was struggling at one point, trying to get a hold of the track, so I told them maybe to put a little more grab on him, so they're going to, I think, do that. That might help him a little bit.
20-1 on the morning line, does that seem fair to you?
Yeah, probably. That's probably what he should be at. You know, he's not a horse that gets back to win, for sure, by his line, but everything, you never know. It's always a horse race.
Let's talk about your first stakes drive that comes with Stormont Kate in the Armbrough Flight Final for Bruce Richardson. There's a familiar name. Here again, Bruce could drive, but he gives you the chance. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I think because I drive there quite a bit, and I know the track. I think that means a bit. I drove her before, and I've had good success with the mare. She's a nice mare. She has a shot. I'm not saying at winning, but I think she'll get a good piece of it.
You're listed as an outsider, but leaving from post six. What's this mare's best style of trip?
She is she's very fast off the gate. Last week, I wasn't really looking to leave with her, but nothing on the inside seemed to be able to leave, and got away second. She probably didn't race as good as she should have. Like, she should have been second by rights, but she did. She finished third. She raced well, but not as good as I thought she would be. But, it's tough to say. And hopefully this week she's a little better.
Do you see the race setting up well for her on Saturday?
I think that she'll be better. There should be a little more front-end speed. That's Mara Burks. She's a real fast leaver, and there's a couple other ones that can leave fairly good. So I think she's better from off the pace. She can do it either way, but myself, I think she's better from off the pace.
In the good times, you've got more than just a 5% commission on the line. You and your wife, Shannon, joined forces with Zagster, a horse that you paid $3,000 for as a yearling, now have a shot at $134,000 payday. He only made a handful of starts last year. What was the reason for that?
We raced him, I think, twice or three times. He didn't race good the one start, and he made a couple breaks, which he never usually does, and some of the bats, his knees were wide open, and he said the best thing was to quit with him. So we quit with him and give him the time because we really liked him. He's a nice horse, and he needed time to grow, and we gave him the time, and, you know, I don't know whether he belongs in that class. He's just, you know, he's a nice kind of horse, but I don't think he's really good enough to beat any of them real good colts, but if he got a check, that'd be great.
Is he over those issues now?
Yeah, he's down now. He's been great ever since we brought him back. He'll, you know, he'll make a nice gold horse, if not a grassrooter anyway.
What's his best attribute?
His attitude. He's a nice horse, and great to drive, and good gated. Like, he never usually makes a mistake, which is probably the wrong thing to say when you're going into a race like that. But he's pretty safe.
Let's talk about Dayson for a minute. Looked like the best of the bunch in the Alims. Is this just a race for second, or do you think he can be beat?
He'll be a tough horse to beat. I think it's more or less a race for second.
In the Fan Hanover, you're sending out Badass Leader for trainer Gerald Lilly. Stuck with the 10-hole in the final, finished fourth in your limb. But the start prior, you were just a length off of L.A. Delight in your gold division. She did, however, pace almost a second faster last week. How does she look coming into Saturday?
I'll tell you, if she would have drew, like, a lot better, she would, like, she's a nice filly. Like, she's really surprised me. Like, that night she raced against L.A. Delight, she come first up and, you know, was only beat about half a length. Raced great. But, you know, post-10, it's going to be real tough for her. You know, it's too bad. If she would have drew inside, I would have thought she would have had a decent shot. But it's going to be tough out of the 10 hole.
Let's talk about Nickelbag. You opted on to Nickelbag over Rockin' in Heaven in Saturday's Gold Cup invite. What went into that decision?
Because he's been a good horse for me, Nickelbag. He races every week, and I just like the horse. He's a good horse. Like, Rockin' in Heaven's a great horse, too, but I just like Nickelbag because he's so consistent, and I get to drive him every week, and he's a nice horse.
The connection shut him down in May of 2015. Any idea if that's part of the plans now?
No, I don't think so. They'll keep racing them right through.
Let's talk about Always Be Mickey. Do you see Saturday's race with Always Be Mickey any differently than the time you faced and beat Wiggle It Jiggle It?
Yeah, I don't know whether it'll go any different. I would imagine he'll add a lot more speed to the race. Like, most of the time, it's the same horses in them races. You pretty much know what's going on.
Yeah.
But that horse will add some speed to the race, which will probably, it might help Nickelbag, because he's a great closer. He can do it from anywhere, but he can close very fast.
Finally, Wasmula has the rail and the roses are red. This is a consistent mare, seems to always be in the mix as long as she draws well. When drawing the 9-hole or the 10-hole lately, not in the money. The rest of her races in the money, has a rail this week. How does that starting spot benefit her?
Well, I would think that's going to be one of my best shots of the night. She's got the rail, and she's a nice mare, and she can lead fast. I was very happy she drew the rail, and I think that'll be one of my best shots.
Trevor, a pleasure talking to you as always. Thanks for taking the time, and best of luck on Saturday.
Thank you.